One game into the season are the Grundy R5 boys as we crank up the initial Grundy R5 coaches shows here for the 2018-19 season. So this will be kind of an introduction to the boys. Had a rough one last week against what I would guess, just going by the final score, is a pretty good Linn County ball team. As far as tonight goes, and Grundy R5 boys weren't scheduled to play tonight. They're in the Novinger tournament. They were scheduled to play tomorrow. But tonight's postponements, that affects tomorrow as well. Everything's been moved back one night, so that means Grundy and Novinger, 6-seed Panthers, 3rd-seed Wildcats will play at Novinger Wednesday night at 8. Coach Steve Wells joining us. Coach, how do the boys look this year?
Well, we've been practicing very good. We just ran into a real buzzsaw last Monday night.
Yeah, I saw the final score. I think it was 92-49 or something like that. And you know, certainly my initial reaction to something like that isn't necessarily, well, it looks like Grundy struggled a little bit. My initial reaction was Linn County must be pretty good. How good are they?
Yeah, they're an awfully good ball club. They shot it very well from distance early in the game. I mean, it was a real competitive game for a good portion of it. We were right there with them and everything. But then they had one young man that stepped back behind the arc about 8 to 10 feet and just knocked down some threes, and we turned the ball over a few times, and it just kind of snowballed from that. And one of my players got a Charlie horse. Kind of one of the situations, he's driving to the basket, he got hit, I think, and they got a little Charlie horse, and he wasn't able to shake that off. So it was a tough situation.
As far as your team goes, Coach, tell us about the roster a little bit. How much experience, how much youth, and what sort of numbers do you have this year?
Well, we're going to have about 9 players. Right now we only have 8. Got another young man getting eligible, so we got about 8. As far as experience goes, when we bring somebody in off the bench, we're playing with guys that have no experience at all, really. I mean, a couple young men, or one young man, got a few minutes last year toward the end of some games and stuff like that, but he didn't get a whole lot of playing time experience. Now, the guys that we have on the floor that start the ball game for us, they've got quite a bit of experience. We've got a couple young men that's played 3 years of varsity ball, and we've got we got one senior, and he's only played 3 years of varsity ball. 2 juniors and 2 sophomores is what we're starting. So we got experience, and then again on the same hand, we don't have experience. It's kind of hard to tell.
As far as your team goes, and just obviously you ran into a team that's pretty good on their home floor that shot the ball well, but it looks like, I'm looking at it going 49 points. It's not it's not like you're scoring 70, but that's an okay night for you offensively last week, wasn't it?
Well, I'd like to think we can put more points on the board than that. We'll get better as the season progresses because we'll be getting much more experience and everything like that. But when you're only practicing with 7 kids and 8 kids, it's very difficult to do anything as far as 5-man basketball goes. You're doing more breakdown work. I'm not talking about breakdown drills, but I'm just talking about breaking down the fundamentals of your offense and your defense. And when you can't put those together in a practice situation very much, it's going to show. And so the more games you play, the better off you're going to get. So I'm looking for improvement from this point on throughout the end of the year as far as our team play goes. And I think we're going to get better. I tell the kids that. I'm not too awful worried about that. You lose a ball game like that, you have a tendency to, to get down a little bit. Things are going to be okay. We'll just get better at it.
What sort of a team do you have, Coach, just as far as the way you'd like to play? Are you going to be up-tempo a little bit, or do you kind of have some bigger guys you'd like to get established inside the paint, or a little bit of both?
Well, last year we were pretty well up-tempo for quite a bit of the season most of the time. Now, we definitely have some kids that can really get up and down the floor and play that way, but we're not going to be as fast overall as we were last year. But we're going to be able to get some easy baskets on people. But maybe not as many as we did last year. So we're going to have to be a little bit more of a half-court team this year. And that's tough because when you're playing 5-on-5, that's tough. It's easier to score 3-on-3 than it is 5-on-5. So we're just going to have to, every year is a different situation and a different setting. and we just have to adapt. And, you know, like I told him, and I mean this really, it takes about three games before you really see what kind of team you're going to be and what kind of adjustments you're going to have to make. You can't make those adjustments until you get a little bit of a body of work, and I always consider three games to be about it, before you really need to see what you need to adjust, if you need to make any changes to what you're doing and stuff like that. You always go into the season hoping that you're going to be one way, and then you might find out that, you know, you're not going to be that way. You have to change, because it's all about trying to give the kids the best chance to succeed.
So I did the Novin-Jermilin game last Monday, and I think everybody realized how good the Wildcats of Milan are this year. But I also thought, you know, Novinger, even though they got down big early, they played pretty darn well over the last three quarters. Have you seen film of that game, or have an idea about Novinger for Wednesday?
Well, I've seen Novinger play in the past, so I know what Coach Rick's team's going to be like. And they're going to be well fundamental skilled, well drilled, and they're going to play an outstanding game. And it's always tough to beat the host school on their own own floor in their own tournament. So that's going to be a real challenge for us on Wednesday night.
Green City's the 2 seed, Atlanta the 7 seed. They're on the same side of the bracket as 6 seed Grundy La Plata, up on the top half of the bracket's number 1 seed. Coach, appreciate you joining us. We'll catch up again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Tom. You have a nice day.